Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, our final hour of the year. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in and talk about any of this stuff, we've talked about the Texans cap space. We've talked about the Texans being able to starting to interview potential candidates for the head coaching job, but not the general manager's job, which is so stupid. The Texans have gotten fined. They fined themselves for Deshaun's opening of lefties. So that was probably a preemptive move as opposed to the league taking care of it. Apparently, Michael Porter is in the mix. I'm going to tell you this right now. They're on what is this called again, Del? Stephen A.
First Take.
Have off-court issues impacted Harden's trade value? And they absolutely are. He is killing the Rockets' leverage because now with James Harden risking this game for the Rockets, James Harden throwing basketballs, James Harden yelling at teammates, James Harden showing up late, James Harden doing all of these things clearly, asked questions about, you know, have things changed for him with the Rockets since he's been here? Next question. All of these things, the Rockets are losing leverage. So absolutely it is impacting Harden's trade value because now teams can play hardball with the Rockets knowing that they have to get rid of him. If I'm one of the Rockets right now, do I want him back in the locker room? I mean, he's playing to the camera in the strip club with his Dior suitcase, and it's pretty obvious what he's trying to do here. He's trying to force the Rockets' hand.
Early in December, he was doing similar things, and the NBA said, well, that's a violation. If you want to come back, you got to test out. And it had no effect because he had one goal, and that goal remains. Get me out of here. So if you're a teammate, if you're like guys like, forget about the guys who are getting paid. Like, we know Tucker's unhappy, but Christian Woods got paid, but he certainly wants to make his debut. If you're a Deshaun Tate, don't you want to get on the floor and play? And just being able to play basketball is fun for these guys, mostly, if you're not hard and you want out. Guys want to play. Deshaun Tate, I don't know where he's going to be in the rotation, but he wants to get out there and play and show what he has, and you're removing an opportunity from him if this game gets canceled. And how many other games follow that up? I don't know how you look at this guy and go, I want to go to battle with him.
Well, I want to be, you know, there are plenty of new guys, too. There are new guys that are like, what a diva. How can you want to play with this guy? I mean, John Wall's probably like, what the hell did I do? Although John Wall probably can't feel better about his situation, even with the James Harden thing. He's in Houston as opposed to Washington.
Yeah, the new scenery and people. I mean, it's not old and stale like it was in Washington. People questioning, could he and Bradley Beal ever work together? And apparently, despite their public comments, it turns out they didn't really want to play with each other for multiple reasons. But he's here. He's welcomed. It's a new lease on life for him. And in preseason, he's more like John Wall than he has been in quite a while. So, and now he enters a situation where he's like, it would be nice to play with James, except nothing James has done says he wants to play with you. I don't care what he says to you and what the conversations are. What he's doing away from the court says he wants out.
If the NFL suspends Dwayne Haskins for being in a strip club, and and they don't suspend James Harden, the NBA doesn't suspend James Harden, what kind of, first of all, what kind of message is it sending anyway to the rest of the league? There's got to be a deterrent for doing what James Harden did. There's a deterrent right now for Dwayne Haskins. He feels terrible.
And this is his second violation as well, just like James, I believe. Their second protocol violation.
What was his first one? I don't remember.
I have to look it up, but I believe this is the second time he's done something protocol-related that he shouldn't have done.
Well, when he didn't run on the field and take the knee?
No, that was last year before COVID when he decided the game was over.
That should have been his. this should be the straw with him after that.
I'm going to screw around and hang out with the fans instead of, you know, take the knee.
Yeah.
Or take the knee, not bend the knee. I don't know. I know you guys have the feeling that Silver, because of his player first mentality, but you know, they went after Lou Williams because the bubble was so important to them. They needed to get that off the ground. They needed it to get completed, all the money, and they wanted to get an NBA season in a finals. Now, this is early in the year, so you can fade a James Harden issue early, but if you want to set an example, this is how you do it. This isn't Bruno Caboclo. This isn't some eighth man on the Vikings, the T-Wolves. This is a star player blatantly saying, I don't care about your rules. I want out, and I feel like this might be a way to get it done. Set an example. And I think it changed the perspective about what can and can't be done as a player.
Yeah.
So, as you guys mentioned, certainly it'll keep things off social media.
Right. Isn't Lazy J suspended?
Yeah, you did suspend him. Yes, a couple
Lazy
of days
J.
ago.
So, you're suspended until January 4th.
Yeah, Lazy J, you can call back on this show.
Yeah.
On January 4th.
You got on the air and you called somebody an a-hole.
And you dropped the GD.
Yeah, GD and you a-hole. On the air, Lazy J.
I don't care if it was road rage or you're talking to someone. Sorry.
Who is he talking about?
Someone.
He was somebody to cut him off. Put the GD blinker on, a-hole.
Oh, did he know he was on the air?
Well, I don't care if he knew he was on the air.
Yeah. Maybe don't talk that way in your car at all.
Yeah.
That's rude.
First of all, GD, God's punishing you.
Somebody would have definitely
blasphemy.
Yeah. Don't use GD, first of all. Secondly, don't call the radio show and drop ugly words on us. Lazy J.
You can call back on the 4th. And who cares about your Lakers anyway? That's what you're calling about. No one cares. It's not even his Lakers. He's a LeBron fan. And that's why
you're disappointed to all us white people. White people.
Yeah, and Dwayne Haskins was fined the team fined him earlier in the year because of a COVID protocol when he had a family friend over to the team hotel. So he's already had one violation. So this would be a second.
Good. Well, and he's definitely suspended. And they've got to suspend James. They've got to suspend James. When we come back, okay, what are your favorite memories from this year? All right.
Yeah, you can call in with those.
Yeah.
We gave ours, and I think number one is shoulder herpes. Number two is what?
What is excellent? What is excellent? 713-780-3776, your favorite memories from the show this year. This is our final show of the year right here on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the go-go. I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the lolo. I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
John Travolta isn't a very convincing Santa Claus, I don't think. Isn't Steve Carell in another commercial? He's Santa Claus? Is it Steve Carell? Yeah. Yeah. In one of the commercials. He actually... Santa's supposed to be fatter. Jollier.
They didn't put him in a fat suit?
Yeah. But you can tell he's got a skinny face. Santa didn't have a skinny face.
Well, Santa on that keto diet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He ain't on keto. He's a home invader. Maybe he's worried about the law chasing him. I don't know.
Well, that would make some sense, too.
Maybe.
If you are a person fearful that, you know, the law will chase you, you can't be fat, right?
Right. No. Anybody got any memories this year? This is our final show of the year. We'll be back on January 4th. So if you've got any memory that you want to bring back of the show, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
All right, let's do it for the one last time for the year, gentlemen. Juanito G, bring back Raheezy.
Delvencito! Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning, man. I can't believe this is the last show of the year. This year has been crazy for all of us, man. Y'all being there has made this year well worth it. I'm glad that y'all were still on the air. Nothing happened to y'all. But my worst memory is, of course, letting Raheel go. That really hurt me, like, a lot, too. You know, and one of the best moments is always Gilbert. Gilbert just makes my day all day. Regardless of anything he just brings to the table, best memory the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my worst, cringiest moments that I remember this year was, I think it was you, John, and Lance were baiting this, I think, 15-year-old kid who was high, asking you basketball questions. And you were asking him so many questions like, how old are you? Where are you from? What are you doing right now? Aren't you supposed to be in school? And I was like, oh, dude, what are you asking this kid all these questions? He sounded like he was high. That was cringeworthy, but it was kind of creepy at the same time, gentlemen.
I remember that. Yep. That was a little creepy.
So hopefully this is still a new year, man. You know, as long as you guys are here, man, I appreciate it. Happy New Year's. Happy holidays to y'all. Y'all stay safe, man. Mucho amor. La Raza out, man.
Okay. Thanks, gracias, señor. Hablamos en el año nuevo.
Wait, I just remember my favorite moment was last Friday when me and Dell and the listeners were finding ways to come up with nicknames and what some of your, like, our hypothetical what ifs if you lost part of your sight and what we could do with that for the show.
That was your favorite?
It was one of my, it's recency bias, but it's one of them. Huh. And listening to Dell actually work through it and figure out how demented he is to where he had already, I could tell you'd already worked through the entire scenario where you began to be very concerned about your vision. Like, he had worked several months into the future.
What you don't understand is my brain works in such a way that I didn't work through it. That was all stuff going on as we were talking. Yeah. And I thought to myself, what would be, I watch enough TV and I see the emotional and strain that things can cause to people. And I thought to myself, I don't need permanent injury. I just need a slow deterioration of his mind. Because he's worried about what's going on.
You see what I mean? Yeah. A slow deterioration of your mind.
Of his mental state, because his eye, which he thought would be fine in a couple of days, is still giving him problems.
Mm.
You know how that works.
I'm glad that you thought, I'm glad that you worked this through.
I worked it out on the air.
And you're on the air. I'm glad you did.
And it's,
you know, it's for my well-being.
It's unfortunate that you recovered so quickly.
Yeah, you were. That was so disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I didn't need you to be permanent damage would have been awful, a little concern,
the
like
anxiety.
Like even you driving to work would have been fine, but like if you drove home and you're like and you thought to yourself, something going on here,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I needed. That thought to start to needle in your brain, like this isn't right. But you could function, but it never got right.
It never got right. I got you.
It's like when it rains and someone's knee always hurts, like because they suffered an injury. That type of thing with you.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
713-780-3776.
Off the top of his head. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what comes to your
mind. He's thought by my agony out,
no,
though.
Isn't
before.
It more disturbing like that I'm so been. Quick to get
no,
to
no,
it?
No, I think. I think
this has been, like I said, he's the Dexter of producers.
I think you've,
I don't re- no, the,
you've thought this
the thing
out.
Is, I don't really think about you very much or at all, but once the subject matter came up, I thought, it would be great.
He spent some time. Well,
when did you bitches wishes you had this?
That was last year.
When did that happen?
That might have been 18 or 19.
That was 19.
Yeah, we saved it.
Didn't he have some other ones where he stood up and lifted and spread out his crotch?
He does that all the time when he's talking about Cardi B. He did that during when we were playing WAP.
WAP, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's some of my favorite stuff.
But because you die laughing because he's spreading his legs and like messing with it down there.
Run a top, make it drop.
Yeah, and he's like, I was like, what are you doing?
He likes to spread.
Yeah.
What? Spread
his,
what?
His imaginary thing down there.
Yeah. Let's get Juan in here. He's got a memory. Hey, Juan. ¿Cómo estás?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Definitely, I'm going to start with the sad stuff first. Beginning of the year, Kobe's death, and then COVID. But one of my favorite memories was when John called some mayor's office about the Astros when he was talking mess. We talked to the secretary or somebody.
That was a senator.
It was a senator or a representative.
It was a senator.
Was it Ben Sass or Hawley? Which one was
Sassy.
It?
Sassy.
Yeah, it was,
it was Ben Sassy.
That one was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
You proud of that one?
I don't know. It's not, doesn't bring the, yeah.
Not fond memories.
No,
right?
it wasn't my finest moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, Juan, yeah, you were right. He was making reference to the Astros. That's why.
He was in some type of important meeting.
Him.
Talking about
Let's
the
call
Astros.
Him back.
Nebraska.
It was Ben Sass.
Ben Sass. Yeah.
That one, man. Happy holidays again, guys, man. Y'all be safe. See you guys next year.
All right, thanks, pal. Juan. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. 713-780-3776. Harold. Harold might have a memory here. What's up, Harold?
Hello, sir. Merry Christmas to y'all. I love the show. Just want to say first, I guess, I do miss Raheel. And for the favorite bit of the year for y'all has to be Songs of the South.
Ooh.
I cried laughing. It's the funniest thing.
Ooh.
I appreciate
you
y'all.
Hover above, Christmas. Rain hell below.
He's right. Killing this is my favorite moment. How did I forget?
Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees.
Put your on your old ass. Ah.
Rebels.
How did we forget?
Bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels. Keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away.
One more time.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees. Put you on your ass. Ah!
How did we forget?
Didn't you add one more song to it?
No, it was those three, and then he did like a Pittsburgh. He's like, "We're the Steelers of
the South." Where's the Steelers of the South? That's got to be added on the Songs of the South.
I find it someplace.
I was so mad. Who called them the Steelers? Something made me flip. This is when Bill O'Brien was still a Texan. Now maybe we're trying to be the Steelers. Oh yeah, they're the Steelers. The O'Brien. I'm telling
Steelers
you,
Steelers of the South. We are the Steelers of the South. We are the Texans. Look at us go.
Run the ball. First down.
Run the ball.
First down.
Pass the ball.
First down.
Look at us win the division titles. Hang a banner.
Steelers of the South.
Houston Texans.
Steelers of the South.
Houston Texans. Steelers of the South.
First.
That's the Texans. First down. Bum.
You got to add that to Songs of the South.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a different EP.
It's a different vibe, though. Yeah, it's a different
It's a different drop. But
it is the Steelers of the South. I mean, that's Songs of the South.
What about when we did mumble rap?
I didn't save any of that.
That was on a promo.
Yeah. So I think someone made that. I don't remember making
Michael
it.
Michael Carroll made it. Yeah. Those aren't great memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chalice Tuvi. Songs of the South. Yep. Can we do Songs of the South for the last time this year? Yep. Shoulder Herpes, Merciless Island, LZ Notes in DK's Locker, QAnon Frankie. What? John moved to a new mansion, Bob fired, and Trump's peaceful transition. Those are all Childish El Tuve's favorite moments.
What about the fun shows after the fun shows in May?
You mean we're alternating producers every other day?
After, yeah, or after all the George Floyd stuff, all the fun radio that we were doing on a daily basis.
No,
yikes. It was what it was. I don't have any regrets about that. That was real life stuff.
Yep. So Santa is Daniel Plainview. I'll drink your milkshake.
Yeah.
If you left out cookies and milk on a plate that says for Santa, what is my client supposed to think?
Entrapment.
That's not a home invasion.
Well,
that's his attorney.
That's
It's a fair argument.
No, I would say this. Sure. How would you know those cookies and milk were left out if you hadn't gotten into my house without my permission?
But you assumed he would invade your home.
Yeah, because I'm fearful of my life, so I just want him to take the cookies and leave. I don't want him doing anything else.
By the way, if you weren't here, Maddie, Lance's daughter, said, just walking. Where were you? Just walking down the street?
Walking down where we parked, and we're walking at River Oaks going to look at lights. And my daughter was working through her mind about Santa, and she just turned to me and she goes, well, technically he is a home invader. What are you talking about?
He
comes in the house when the doors are locked. I mean, that's a home invader.
That is a home invader.
And I've seen in past instances when you're challenging me about leaving cookies and milk out, in past instances, he's made other men his cuck. Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Do I want that happening to my wife?
No.
Take the cookies and milk and leave my wife alone,
that
Santa.
That kid's scarred for life.
Yeah.
Mommy's making out with Santa Claus.
So take the cookies and milk and leave my wife's cookies alone.
The Steve Austin Gilbert, is the best thing?
Yeah, that did happen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Best moment y'all became ESPN Baton Rouge or Lake Charles. That became a promo.
We just did a Chicago radio.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, Chicago.
We've done that more than once.
Yeah.
We did one when we were talking about DePaul. I've got one where you were reading college basketball scores and you talk about DePaul lost. And I said, we're talking about DePaul basketball. And I said, do you think in Chicago somewhere they're talking about Houston basketball, the Cougars? And it turned into a whole thing. I got it saved. It's pretty good where you and I are going back and forth about Jim McMahon and all kinds of
stuff. I don't remember that.
It's really good.
Play
it during a break that you're supposed to get to now unless you want to go past the break.
No, I don't want to go past the break. That's for sure. It's 10:27. We got to talk about this Daryl Morey thing too before we get out of here. Let's do it on the other side. Yeah, death threats of Daryl Morey and his family. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
Y2J is the undisputed champion.
What?
Y2J was declared the winner at Vengeance.
What?
Vince McMahon and Booker T screw Stone Cold.
What?
Vince and Booker T screw Stone Cold.
What?
I said Vince McMahon and Booker T screw Stone Cold.
What?
After last night, I sat there and I thought about it and I said, Stone Cold?
Do it again.
Yeah, I guess you had to be there.
Do it again.
What? That was good stuff. Quickly, everybody wants to get in on now. All of a sudden, we're throwing shade today. I didn't know about shade. We got memories. We've got Bill O'Brien thoughts. We've got all kinds of stuff going on here. Daryl Morey teased this. Daryl Morey talked to Jackie McMullen. In the last 12 months, I had moments where I thought I might never work in the NBA again for reasons I was willing to go down for. But I love work and I love what I do, and I didn't want that to happen. That's Daryl Morey talking about after he tweeted out, Hong Kong, I stand for Hong Kong, that tweet, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. And it cost hundreds of millions of dollars to the NBA. the reactions by LeBron, Adam Silver, Tillman Fertitta. China wanted Daryl fired, and Tillman wouldn't do it. But he finally ended up leaving. I don't want to get in a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke, LeBron James said at the time. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. Well, Jackie McMullen says, he did know what he was saying. When he was in college, he lived with a bunch of people from Hong Kong. And his decision to support the sweep was neither rash nor uninformed, but a conscious effort to express his solidarity for people he knew well. I was actually worried when she asked him about grave concerns regarding the safety of his wife and children. I was actually really, really worried about that, Morey said. Luckily, I had access to different people who were assisting me with that and giving me advice on how to handle it. Hopefully, I've been able to get where we have some level of safety. But I was extremely concerned. You don't want the second most powerful government on earth mad at you if you can avoid it. In this case, I couldn't. So he was actually worried about his family. He wouldn't expound on any threats, but it had to be, man, you want to talk about all those Chinese people that are pissed at you? That's a lot of people. All those people who support China, that must have been scary for him and his kids.
Yeah, you're getting it on two fronts. You know the financial costs that that your boss endured. Now he stood with you to the point that you kept your job, but you knew, you know, that was an issue for your boss.
Do you think beforehand he knew it would have it would be as extensive as it was?
Did he speak to that?
When asked whether or not he would do it again or does he regret it, after months later, if he regrets his decision to support the protests in Hong Kong, Morey paused for several seconds before responding, "I'm very comfortable with what I did." It turned out well. It turned out okay for him.
Yes.
I mean, he's obviously got a big deal.
For LeBron to make a comment about Daryl not being. Daryl doesn't do stuff. Daryl knows.
Yeah.
I still to this day can't believe the timing of it, and really that he would say something. Like, I can't believe that Daryl wouldn't know that would bring the heat.
Not that much heat, though.
Maybe not.
I can't believe.
But don't ever say that Daryl is not educated on a subject. No. That's dumb.
No, that was dumb. But do you think that doing it again, if he had a choice,
did he answer
that he would put his family in danger?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Did he? He was asked, right?
He said, "I'm comfortable. I'm very comfortable with what."
That's a non-answer. As far as would he do it again?
Now it's all said and done. Nobody got hurt. He still kept his job, and he got another job.
Let's say all those happen again. Would he, understanding his family would get death threats, he would fear, and would he want to put them through that again?
Yeah,
I don't know if
I
he
don't
would.
Know that that's the case.
No.
Anytime you're putting your family in danger.
Yes. Yes. At the end of the day, thankfully for everyone involved, nothing happened.
No, he's not the first activist that had their family in trouble.
No, I wouldn't say it's part of the deal all the time, but it is part of the equation you have to take into account, depending on what you're talking about.
But did the end justify the means? Did his tweet change anything? Did he help? I don't know. He maybe brought awareness to a lot of people because it was a discussion.
Yeah, it became a thing. It became a talking point in Congress. I don't know how they pushed to rectify the situation, but it became a thing, and it became a bullet point for, well, if the NBA is standing with this issue, why aren't they standing with this issue? It became a fight over that.
Yeah.
But as far as the people who were affected are directly affected by some of China's practices, I don't know that it did help.
No, I don't know that I don't know that it's changed anything. It maybe brought a lot of awareness to what's going on.
But the people who probably already knew about it, you know, the people who we elect to do things,
right.
I don't know that they've done anything to I'm saying literally, I don't know. I'm not saying they have it. I just don't know that they've done anything based on the awareness Daryl Morey brought to it to rectify some of the stuff going on over there.
Right. And the amount of money that league lost and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing it did is it made the NBA look a little hypocritical that
yes.
they the purported you know, that they stood for all this change and all that. And then with somebody facing real, not that there isn't that in this country, but you have an entire country, like an entire group of people who like the NBA was fighting for. It was happening in another country. And when somebody speaks out, that's like, oh, you aren't educated. It really did look very hypocritical, like it was just a financial stance, which it was.
Yeah,
it was a business stance. Tillman made a commentary based on business. LeBron did. I mean, it's, you know, you mess with money and you find out quickly. In our country, you just don't mess with people's money. Opinions change when money gets involved.
I think the NBA and their stance on one issue or another just speaks to what we all are like and wish we could be better at. Things that hit home matter more to us.
Mm-hmm.
Despite inequities going on in different countries, it's not in our face. It's not happening to people, in some cases, who look like us. So it goes on the back burner.
Yep. Hey, 1038 ESPN 97.5. Mito, hey. You got a memory, Mito?
Hey. You know, long time listener, first time caller.
That's not true.
That's right. Yeah.
I wanted to, my best memory from y'all show was, I mean, everybody took all the good ones, so I'm going to just take one of the recent ones with neat stuff. So my little girl the other day, she was telling me about her macaroni project, and I looked at her, I said, neat stuff, kids, and I walked smooth off, man. She was so confused, she didn't know what the hell to say.
Well, it is perfect.
And then I got one more thing. I need to throw some shade at Dell, because him and Raheel at the start of the year said they're going to figure out a way to finesse ESPN again for another year to get paid. And, of course, you know, the corporate people are going to look up what finesse means, and they find out what it meant, and they clipped the brown brother and kept the white dude, man. It's shade thrown.
Mm-hmm. Well,
how about that?
Shouldn't you be throwing shade at Raheel? He didn't follow through. I followed through.
You did.
I was able to finesse another year. Raheel wasn't. Don't throw shade at me. Throw it at him.
Well, but they kept the white guy.
Which white guy?
You, apparently. No.
Oh, I think he meant God. You two as a white guy.
No. I think he meant you.
No, you guys.
They got rid of the dark guy and they kept the white guy.
I'm the darker of the two.
I'm. Doesn't sound like it.
Raheel listens to Sufjan Stevens. What are you talking about? He listens to folk music and calls it bangers. What are you talking about?
All I'm saying.
You know, he's not in the whole, if I'm going to play
yeah,
into
but
the.
You did know how, I just call him Sufjan Stevens. See, you even knew how it was pronounced.
Because I did a show with him and he said it all the time. That's why I knew how to pronounce it.
He's the one who brought MGMT into the station.
Yeah, he calls Sufjan bangers. You can't call me whiter than him. There's no chance.
Mm.
Mm. He'll try to pretend, but some of his, hey, what do you got there? Quinoa?
Do I eat quinoa? No.
I was hanging out with a guy yesterday. He said, is Dell really black?
There are pictures of me on the internet.
I know,
not a lot of
he
them.
He didn't see him. He was like, really?
He can look at the Twitch.
Sorry, Dell doesn't fit into your nice.
Yeah, what is a black guy? What should a
nice
black guy sound
black
like
guy,
and act like?
Sorry, race. John.
Did you respond?
That he skates and likes Alanis Morissette.
I don't skate or like Alanis Morissette, although she's a fine artist.
Evanescence.
No. Look. He's like Gallagher.
That's
he's as bad
Gallagher.
As you are.
That's his Gallagher bit.
I can come up with some new ones.
No, you Taylor Swift.
No.
You always go
no.
to Evanescence.
Taylor Swift.
No.
That's basic. You always go to Evanescence. You can never let that go.
Mm-hmm. It just makes so much sense to me.
How so?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least my favorite band.
Let me
band,
think of some other ones.
At least my favorite band, you know, my wife isn't, at least I don't have a Rhett Miller in my life.
I know.
I have an Amy. If Amy Lee is the biggest thing you can take a shot at me over, fine. I don't have a Rhett Miller in my life.
Well, she does that. Ooh. I get a move Ooh. And I take everything with me except kids.
Mm. Ooh, he's dabbing.
You don't think Rhett Miller would want to take care of your kids?
No.
No.
Absolutely not. I thought when they would get older, we would have less issues, more fighting between them. Like, y'all, how are y'all still fighting this much? No.
And this is
Rhett
my,
would be crazy.
By the way,
Rhett would love it. But Rhett would bring her back.
He would love Mott. Yeah, he was like, I've had enough.
Yeah, that's all. Here, you can have her back.
And to prove my point, our dearly departed responds with, bro, you can say anything you want, but don't you dare say Sufjan Stevens doesn't have bangers. I'm going to play some Sufjan Stevens, and you determine, John, if they're bangers or not.
They are not.
I will.
Bangers.
We'll determine that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
What's your decision, John? Banger or not?
Oh, this is... This is banging.
Stop it. You laughed when you realized what it was. It's not a banger.
This is a banger.
And I would say it's one of it.
I'm not with Raheel on this one. He's my friend.
You laughed as soon as you heard the guy sing. Stop it.
Man, this is.
Stop. You can't even. It's fake. Stop being fake.
Yeah.
Wow.
This reminds me of Motley Crue.
Does it?
Yeah. Just like it. Just like it. All right, let's get a few more calls in here, and we'll call it a day. And we'll call it a year, actually. We're done after this 15 minutes here. And we really appreciate y'all all year long being with us here on ESPN 97.5 and look forward to talking to you again in January. Underrated Best, what's up?
Hey, fellas, let me first start off by saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the station and all the listeners. I need to throw some shade at Lazy J, Mito, or LaRosa, whichever one was tailgating me the other day and yelling obscenities and profanity that was loud enough to make it on the radio, taking the Lord's name in vain.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, bro. It's Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to the warehouse.
Shade. Yeah. Yeah, Merry Christmas to the warehouse. That's always throwing shade on Thursday.
Make some shade.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Larry wants to get in here. Hey, Larry.
As many times as you played the soundbite when the Texans were getting blown out by Denver and Bill O'Brien said, you suck too,
mm-hmm.
I'm surprised nobody realized or what he was saying. That he said, you suck too.
Yeah, we
know. The fact that he says too, maybe subconsciously he's saying, hey, I know I suck, but you do too. It's like someone who came up to Granato and said, hey, you're an alcoholic, and if Granato responded, hey, you're an alcoholic also.
Do you think you're an alcoholic, John?
Basically, he'd be admitting that he's an alcoholic. I mean, so O'Brien, the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he admits in that soundbite that he sucks.
Yeah, no, we pointed that out plenty, Larry.
John, do you think you're an alcoholic?
No, I'm not an alcoholic.
Okay, yeah. So you wouldn't respond with you suck.
No, you're an alcoholic too. I'd say, okay, whatever. Whatever.
Just drink another Coors
Light.
I
don't care what you... Yeah. Yeah.
No, we did break that down.
Maybe
even at the time, I think we broke it down.
Yeah, we broke it down. By saying two, he
was self-aware.
That. Yeah, yeah. No, he knew.
He was having a bad day.
Yeah. No, you suck too.
Giving up that many points to Drew Lock would point that out.
Yep. But it was to a Denver fan, remember?
That's what we were told.
Yeah, that's not true. Justin is here on ESPN. Hey, Justin.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I hope everybody's doing well. Happy holidays. Yeah, I just wanted to share a favorite memory I had from the show earlier. I couldn't remember what part of the year it was from, but it was when you guys were playing that clip of, I think, the lady who was asking her husband, like, would you rather, A, sleep with your wife for the rest of the year, or...
B. Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was good stuff. B. We've done a lot of A or B. A, you'd rather have Bill O'Brien
B.
still as...
Oh. Actually, to be honest, I'd say A as a Dolphin fan. A! How many more picks can you trade?
How many more
But if picks? You're a Texan fan, the answer is always B.
Yeah. No. Hey, you're going to see Mom, right?
Yes, correct.
Tomorrow, you're going to fly?
Yes.
You're going to go see Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Six tips for having sex at your parents' house over the Christmas.
That's not happening.
Make sure that she's distracted. Mom's distracted.
Okay.
Make staying silent sexy.
She's going to be at work a lot, so
I won't
have to worry.
Or make a ruckus, okay? If staying silent isn't for you, drowning out your enjoyment is maybe the next best thing. Try and find a suitable playlist that doesn't give the game away. Oh, make loud music.
If I thought to myself, now is the time I was going to have sex in my mother's house,
mm-hmm.
That list is great, but she's going to be at work for most of my time there.
Well, that's
so
all right. What if she's
it.
Home? But this is if she's home.
No.
Do some makeshift soundproofing. Pull the bed away from the wall so you're not... The headboard isn't banging, rookies. Trash cans.
Rookies.
And then leave the house. Probably the safest bet you can make to avoid family members this holiday season is not actually bonk in their house.
Yeah.
Maybe consider rediscovering car sex, mom's car.
Or since I'm traveling there, if I was planning on doing any of that, I would just have sex with the woman at her place.
That's true, too. But what if she has
a mom? What about whose house?
Yeah.
The Mile High Club? That's what you asked about, Lance, as you walk out the door? No, I don't anticipate having sex on a plane. No, I don't anticipate that happening.
Does mom ever give you the business about being single still?
Occasionally, but she's been single for almost my entire life, so what's she got to say?
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah,
how'd that work out for you?
Yeah, I mean, dearly departed Andrew, but other than that, she's been single my entire life.
Thank goodness this happened. Vladimir Putin has signed a bill granting lifetime immunity to former Russian presidents.
Huh.
So how many former Russian presidents are still alive? I don't know.
When did Russia become a place where you could be a president, like a duly elected official? Well, when did that happen?
Was he the
Gorbachev, Gorbachev the president? But he was the USSR. He wasn't Russia.
Yeah, right.
The country of Russia. How many presidents have there been?
Probably just one.
Yeah.
And apparently now, lifetime immunity for all Russian presidents.
It's odd how that works. It would work out for him.
It seems to be pretty specific.
Yeah.
Right. Like if we said immunity for everyone in this room that has shoulder herpes.
Well, no one's in the room anymore. But when he was. It would be just for Lance.
It would be specifically for Lance, I think,
and
legislation.
Particularly if he was the one who decided to enact the law.
Right.
In this case, the former presidents of Russia, Boris Yeltsin.
Oh, yeah. He's still alive?
No.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
The only one who's still alive is Dmitry Medvedev.
Okay. So that's it. It's for him and Medvedev. That's it.
Yes.
Well, and everybody going forward. So coming into office, I can do whatever the bleep I want.
According to Russia and their constitution, it looks like you can serve two terms, then you have to take some time off and then come back. That's what Putin did. He served two terms consecutively, and then Medvedev took over for 4 years, and I'm sure Putin was pulling his strings.
Oh, yeah.
And then he came back.
Well, this was...
So he will be good through, I don't know, 2020? I don't know, whatever. But then after that, someone else will take over, and then I guess he'll come back.
Oh, good for him. Michigan judges locking up children for non-criminal offenses like repeatedly disobeying their parents and skipping school. How much time do you think I would have done if these laws were in effect in Illinois when I was growing up?
What's the length of time for disobeying your parents?
Well, that's just it. But when you get out, if you disobey again, you go back in.
You think how many consecutive sentences you would follow? And they would run consecutive, not concurrent. They'd be like, this kid, we're going to just stack these days one after another after another. Would you ever get out?
No, I don't think I think I would have been imprisoned for as many times as I skipped school. Holy crap.
You would have been in there so long, you'd been 18, and then it wouldn't have applied to you anymore.
Pennsylvania man charged with narcotics distribution claims he was not, he should not be arrested. He wasn't selling the drugs. He's giving them away.
So the intent to distribute, is that based on if you're trying to sell? So if you're just giving them away, is that still considered distributing?
Is that in the statute? Is it intent to distribute?
I don't know the rule.
Distribute or sell?
Well, selling drugs is certainly, if you're on the street just selling, I think it's different than distributing. You have to have a larger amount. But if you're just giving it away, is that still distributing?
It still is distributing. You're giving it. Okay. That's distributing, the definition of distributing.
I just wonder how it's defined under law.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's probably why they wrote it that way. Well, I'm giving it away.
You can't prove that anyone paid me for this.
No. All right, we are about done. that is it for the year. Dell, I it's going to be fun tomorrow when you come over for the gravy.
I'm going to be on a plane.
Well, come over for the gravy first, and I'll feed you before you go on your way. Since we're best buddies, we'll watch.
What game?
I don't know. Elf.
Elf. We'll watch Elf. Bad Santa.
Okay. Bad Santa. We can watch Bad Santa.
And that's what I would watch, but I'm not going to watch that with you.
Okay. We'll make some hot cocoa.
Is it going to be a packed place?
Make the gravy.
Is everyone home?
Everybody will be there. Mm. You'll get a back rub from everybody.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure that'll be enjoyable for everyone. Everyone wants to do that.
It's been a fun year. We appreciate you, as always, for listening. You guys have been great, and we hope you have a wonderful, Christmas.
Very much so. We hope that you're back with us. Yeah. Everyone, be safe. We'll talk to you starting a couple Mondays from today. And we'll see. Hopefully come back. We'll be back. Everyone come back.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be back. We don't know. Well, one never knows.
It is the start of the year.
It is the start
of
the year.
Weird things happen at that time.
Right. But y'all have a safe and wonderful holiday season.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims. And you're listening to ESPN 97.5.